Regarding the temptation of Satan, the Quran says in chapter 47, verses 19 through 26, "Therefore, know that there is no God except Allah, and ask for forgiveness for your sins and for the believers, men and women. Allah knows your going to and fro and your lodging." The believers ask, "Has a chapter been sent down?" But when a clear chapter is sent down and fighting is mentioned in it, you see those in whose hearts is sickness looking towards you as one swoons at death. Yet obedience and honourable words would be better for them. Then, when the matter is decided, if they were true to Allah, it would be better for them. Could it be that if you turn away, you might make corruption in the land and break the ties of kinship? Such are those whom Allah has cursed, making them deaf and blinding their eyes. Will they not then contemplate on the Quran, or are there locks upon their hearts? As for those who turn back in their footsteps after the guidance of Allah has become clear to them, it was Satan who tempted them, and Allah has respited them. That is because they say to those averse to what Allah has been sent down, "We shall obey you in some matters." Allah knows their secrets.